Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Take a Humble Walk with God.
Our reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and your enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Has he told you, O mortal one, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The punchline of today's first reading from the book of the prophet Micah is so well known and important to us. We quote it often. Yet it is interesting that there are many translations of these famous words. Today, from the New Revised Standard Version, we hear what God requires of us, to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. From Give Us This Day, My Daily Prayer Book, I read from the New American Bible Translation, and God says, only to do the right, and to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. And then one more from the New International Version, we are invited to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Which translation, which slight nuance would you choose to pray with, or to copy and frame and hang in your room, or display on the bumper of your car? More importantly, which one speaks to your heart? Did you know that these words are inscribed on the wall of the Library of Congress? I also learned that Jimmy Carter, a man known for his religious commitment and his emphasis on human rights, had at his swearing-in the Bible opened to this text when he became President of the United States in January of 1977. I find it amazing that it was in the latter part of the 8th century B.C., that Micah gave us these prophetic words. He was a young contemporary of Isaiah, Hosea, and Amos. Micah was a product of the countryside, a farmer, and like farmers throughout the centuries, he had a certain mistrust of city slickers, and with good reason. The city slickers were fleecing the folks of the countryside, Micah's friends and neighbors. And city slicker judges were taking bribes to render unfair judgments. There were also city slicker priests who were immoral and corrupt, and city slicker prophets who would prophesy anything you might want in exchange for a few shekels. Doesn't this sound somewhat like our breaking news these days? It seems as if Israel has grown tired of God and chosen to go its own way. Do you wake up some mornings having similar thoughts about where we are going, particularly here in the United States as a nation, but also as a global community, and truly as the people of God? On hearing Micah today, I wonder, is he suggesting that we seem to have grown tired of God and are choosing our own ways? Can we hear God asking, "Do you still not understand? I have shown you what is good and what is required of you. Act justly. Do what is right. Make sure all of my children receive their fair share. Love mercy. Be kind in all circumstances. Be in right relationship with one another. And walk humbly with me. Be sensitive to the things that matter. Allow your hearts to be broken by what breaks my heart. Have a deep desire to see through my eyes and act as I would act." We need to listen more attentively to God's word these days. Whatever version of these words we choose, let us do what is right, respond with merciful hearts, and take that humble walk with our God.